Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Today, I decided to record an excerpt from a book Ernie and I have mentioned several times, Awareness by Anthony DeMello. Right now, it may seem as if evil has come about in a form none of us have been accustomed to. But when we look past the headlines and look at the front lines, we can see how good many, many, many of us are and the help that is being provided to those who need it. This excerpt ends in a way that makes us question how we see the world around us. But I think the point that is being made is that identifying the evil and coming together as one race, one people, and one world has never been more important than it is right now. This excerpt is titled All's Right with the World and begins on page 84. When you awaken, when you understand, when you see, the world becomes right. We're always bothered by the problem of evil. There's a powerful story about a little boy walking along the bank of a river. He sees a crocodile who is trapped in a net. The crocodile says, "Would you have pity on me and release me? I may look ugly, but it isn't my fault, you know. I was made this way. But whatever my external appearance, I have a mother's heart. I came here this morning in search of food for my young ones and got caught in this trap." So the boy says, "Ah, if I were to help you out of that trap, you'd grab me and kill me." The crocodile asks, "Do you think I would do that to my benefactor and liberator?" So the boy is persuaded to take the net off, and the crocodile grabs him. As he is being forced between the jaws of the crocodile, he says, "So this is what I get for my good actions." And the crocodile says, "Well, don't take it personally, son. This is the way the world is. This is the law of life." The boy disputes this, so the crocodile says, "Do you want to ask someone if it isn't so?" The boy sees a bird sitting on a branch and says, "Bird, is what the crocodile says right?" The bird says, "The crocodile is right. Look at me. I was coming home one day with food for my fledglings. Imagine my horror to see a snake crawling up the tree, making straight for my nest. I was totally helpless. It kept devouring my young ones, one after the other. I kept screaming and shouting, but it was useless. The crocodile is right. This is the law of life. This is the way the world is." "See," says the crocodile. But the boy says, "Let me ask someone else." So the crocodile says, "Well, all right, go ahead." There was an old donkey passing by on the bank of the river. "Donkey," says the boy, "this is what the crocodile says. Is the crocodile right?" The donkey says, "The crocodile is quite right. Look at me. I've worked and slaved for my master all my life, and he barely gave me enough to eat. Now that I'm old and useless, he has turned me loose, and here I am, wandering in the jungle, waiting for some wild beast to pounce on me and put an end to my life." The crocodile is right. This is the law of life. This is the way the world is. "See," says the crocodile, "let's go." The boy says, "Give me one more chance, one last chance. Let me ask one other being. Remember how good I was to you?" So the crocodile says, "All right, your last chance." The boy sees a rabbit passing by and he says, "Rabbit, is the crocodile right?" The rabbit sits on his haunches and says to the crocodile, "Did you say that to that boy?" The crocodile says, "Yes, I did." "Wait a minute," says the rabbit. "We've got to discuss this." "Yes," says the crocodile. But the rabbit says, "How can we discuss it when you've got that boy in your mouth? Release him. He's got to take part in the discussion too." The crocodile says, "You're a clever one, you are. The moment I release him, he'll run away. Rabbit says, I thought you had more sense than that. If he attempted to run away, one slash for tail would kill him. Fair enough, says the crocodile, and he released the boy. The moment the boy is released, the rabbit says, run, and the boy runs and escapes. Then the rabbit says to the boy, don't you enjoy crocodile flesh? Wouldn't the people in your village like a good meal? You didn't really release that crocodile. Most of his body is still caught in that net. Why don't you go to the village and bring everybody and have a banquet? That's exactly what the boy does. He goes to the village and calls all the menfolk. They come with their axes and staves and spears and kill the crocodile. The boy's dog comes too, and when the dog sees the rabbit, he gives chase, catches hold of the rabbit, and throttles him. The boy comes to the scene too late, and he watches the rabbit die. He says, the crocodile was right. This is the way the world is. This is the law of life. There is no explanation you can give that would explain away all the sufferings and evil and torture and destruction and hunger in the world. You'll never explain it. You can try gamely with your formulas, religious and otherwise, but you'll never explain it. Because life is a mystery, which means your thinking mind cannot make sense of it. For that, you've got to wake up, and then you'll suddenly realize that reality is not problematic. You are the problem.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.